Good morning, and welcome to St. Michael on this fifth Sunday of Lent. Our announcements for this week are as follows. Stations of the Cross are prayed each Friday of Lent at 6 p.m. in the church. Confessions are heard prior to stations beginning at 5:30 p.m. Confessions will not be heard on Good Friday. Script cards will not be sold after Mass, March 20th or 21st. Cards are available in the parish office during the week. Due to spring break, we will not have Friday adoration on March 26th. In addition, Good Friday falls on a First Friday. We will not have First Friday adoration on April 2nd. Father Aaron will be away on vacation March 22nd to 25th. We will not celebrate Mass or reconciliation during that time. Paper bulletins are available on the credenzas in the narthex. Please take one per family.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour, but it was for this purpose that I came into this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and glorify it again." The crowd heard it and said it was thunder, but others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. In typical fashion, John's Gospel is a bit confusing. There are multiple things happening at the same time here. Greeks want to see Jesus, and Jesus talking about his glorification, but also his death at the same time. It seems odd that we have some Greeks who want to see Jesus. Odd because Jesus is, of course, a Jew, not a Greek. They are Gentiles, but in this passage, we start to see that Jesus' message is beginning to spread not only in the region of Israel, but now to the entire world. Jesus' good news is beginning to spread to all. It's a great thing to see. But what makes this passage odd is that the Greeks ask to see Jesus. Instead of him simply saying, "Sure, show them in," he goes into some rambling tangent on his own glorification and his death. Jesus' glorification is that he knows that eventually he will be recognized as the Savior of the world. He knows that he will be raised from the dead, and he knows that he will eventually be seen as the Son of God. These Greeks, wanting to see Jesus, hint at that glory to come. But then comes the hard stuff, his suffering and his death. The reality is that his glorification happens because of his suffering and his death. Through the cross, Jesus saves the world. It's after he has been dead that he is able to be raised and ascends into heaven. The glorification of Jesus must pass through the cross. In some ways, Jesus' response to the Greeks wanting to see him makes perfect sense. They want to see Jesus, and Jesus shows them who he really is, the suffering Savior. This is the challenge for us today. We most often turn to Jesus in prayer when we're suffering or we want something. This is not bad, but oftentimes our prayers are that we don't have to suffer. Again, not bad, but we often overlook that in the midst of our suffering, we have an opportunity to unite ourselves with Christ on the cross. We have a chance to share in the suffering of Jesus. We have been given a chance to carry the cross with love. But we often reject it. We shrug it off. We ignore the cross and complain about life. And this is not the way of Jesus. We're not called to make ourselves suffer, nor are we called to make other people suffer. But we're called to pick up our cross and follow Jesus and do this with love. Because when we love, we can do more than seems possible. It's through our suffering, carried with love, that we have a chance to be glorified with Jesus. That our hope of future glorification in heaven should give us strength to continue on when the world seems hard and mean. That hope should give us a chance to carry the cross with Jesus and know that when we accept those sufferings of this world lovingly, we could be resurrected with Jesus in the end. The Greeks want to see Jesus, and Jesus shows them who he really is, the suffering Savior who dies for the love of all of us. The challenge for us is to follow his example. Jesus loves us deeply, more than we can comprehend. Jesus' death on a cross is not some morbid thing to be avoided. It's the cause for us to rejoice. It's something for us to embrace and to carry with great love, just like Jesus did.